Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
I've got a message from Rena-san.
All right.
Rena-san. Mm-hmm. Rena-san. Kevin-san, Yama-san, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Vancouver に留学中の Rena です。Mm-hmm. 自宅から駅まで徒歩15分ほどで、その際のお供として楽しく毎日拝聴しております。
Thank you.
Thank you.少し前のウォシュレットの回を拝聴し、トイレに関してずっと男性に聞きたかったけど聞けずにいた質問をここだと思いお送りさせていただきます。
Okay.
トイレの話で申し訳ないのですが、お付き合いいただけると嬉しいです。
Mm-hmm.
日本人女性なら共感してくださる方もいると思うのですが、台であったとしても待っている人や隣のトイレに入っている人に知られたくないのです。
Mm-hmm.
女性トイレは全トイレ個室なので入る段階では気づかれませんよね、
うん
音姫や水を流したり、しながらいかに音を立てず短時間で匂いも残さず終わらすかの戦いを行います。
あは、
長蛇の列がある場合などは特に最悪です。
Because of the pressure?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm assuming?
Yeah,
okay.
Try not to leave anything
Okay.
Including the smell, the sound.
Uh-huh.
Wow. そこで疑問に思ったのですが、男性って大体の場合が個室に入るイコール代をするということになるので、周りにも気づかれますよね。
Mm-hmm.
お二人が学生の頃、学校なので、例えばトイレがすごい匂っていて、その時に個室から自分が出たら、自分のせいだって周りにバレてしまいますよね。
Mm-hmm.
クラスメイト数人で一緒にトイレに行ってやっぱりお腹痛くなったから俺個室行くわとかの会話があるのでしょうか。公共トイレで台をすることに男性の方はどんな感じで考えているのか、それとも台をすること、臭くなること自体を気にしていないのでしょうか。
Mm-hmm.
大変くだらないのですが長い間疑問に思っているのでぜひお答えいただけると嬉しいです。
Wow,
なるほど、
ね、Great topic.
Yeah, great topic
I think guys do have their own kind of rule.
Rule.
Not rule, but, you know, it's... I mean, what do you think? Do you not want other people to know that you're pooping?
Not now.
What do you mean? Oh, like now at this age.
Yeah, now at this age, I don't care at all.
Uh-huh.
Like...not at all, but I'm okay with...
See, that's the
with,
point. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. But when I was, like, teenager,
yeah,
like junior high schooler,
uh-huh.
yeah, I did.
Right.
Yeah. I did care a lot.
Right.
And everybody were caring. And,
mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Same in America.
Right. Oh, same yeah. in America.
Oh. Yeah. When people took shit, yeah. you were made fun of.
Yeah, that's right. That's something, that's the biggest worry.
Yeah, and especially when it makes that water drop noise, when the poop hits the water and it makes it like a noise, that's when you're most like vulnerable.
Yeah. I don't know why elementary, junior high guys are so...
Right. They're into it.
Yeah.
They're into
they
it
love
so much.
It, actually.
They love pooping.
Yeah.
They love the poop.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, what about now?
No.
Zero? But you said you weren't zero,
yeah,
right?
I don't say it's zero.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, me too. It's not zero for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I sometimes do care.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to make such a huge, like, pooping noise.
Yeah.
Like, so the fact that I'm in the koshitsu doing a number two, that doesn't, I don't really care if other people know that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, like, I don't want to make a huge noise.
Mm.
I don't know why, but that does seem like a little bit of an embarrassing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Me too. It feels like to me inside the whole...dense room,
mm-hmm.
it feels me I can do anything.
Yeah. yeah.
Yeah, like it's a, you know, peaceful place.
Yeah, it's a paradise. Right? It's a men's paradise. Yeah.
yeah. But if I make like you know, toilet is somewhere very quiet, right? Mm-hmm. Not like loud as like party place. So
yeah, yeah.
If I make a noise,
yeah,
and it goes like 反響 too, right?
Oh, yeah, echoes yeah. in the toilet.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, right. Sound, I care sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's this, every once in a while, I get this weird feeling mm-hmm. of like, well, who cares if I'm shitting or not?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in here shitting, bitch. What's wrong with that? Yeah. And that gets me somewhere weird. And I take a poop and I'm like, especially loud. Like, mm-hmm. I force it out more speedy so that it makes more noise.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to go, oh. Like, I do that, like, every, uh-huh. like, once every 3 months, like, that happens to me. Like,
yeah, well, I get it, too. Like, I mean, I'm not going to go, like, but I made, like kind of, to me, like, what am I afraid of?
Exactly.
Like, exactly. Why am I, like, hiding from?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I rather do it, kind of.
Right, mind. With zero stress.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I do it and flush it
uh-huh.
and open the door.
Proudly.
Bam.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Open chest.
You right. Know, like. Yeah. Walk like a president.
Yeah.
King.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That happens sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Or sometimes I tried to hide the noise,
uh-huh.
but I couldn't.
Uh-huh.
And I had to do it.
Oh, like, okay.
Had to shift.
To hide your embarrassment, yeah. sort yeah. of like.
Oh, no. It's like, okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
Uh-huh.
I just.
Okay. What's be done honest. Is done.
Yeah.
And, and how are you going to, you know, bring it up from there?
Yeah. And I don't care. And then. Yeah.
One of the things that guys care about a lot that women don't understand
mm-hmm.
is the urinal positions.
Mm.
Sort of like when you have like urinals, 10 urinals, yeah. right, aligned next to each other, and mm-hmm. you're like in the middle okay. and there's no one else,
mm.
and another guy comes in
mm-hmm.
and they wants to use the urinal and just chooses to urinate in the urinal right next to you.
What? Okay.
That's awkward for me.
That's awkward for me,
right? But women don't understand that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah.
Pretty weird, right?
Weird. Very pretty weird. Yeah. Yeah. Mine would stop.
You would stop.
Yeah.
You stop and pee.
Like, what? Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah. Right, it's scary. It's like, do you want something from me? Like, are you looking for something?
Yeah, it's very unnatural.
Very natural. Yeah, very natural.
Yeah. So if somebody's in the middle,
mm-hmm.
well, usually the second one would go the right.
The edge.
Right edge or left right. edge?
Either one of the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That's the.
That's the etiquette.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's men's etiquette.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Do you, but so for example with your friends
okay
let's say me and you
okay.
go to the bathroom together
okay
to the public those yeah. places
okay
and they got 10
urinals spots. Open
yeah
all right completely empty
yeah we won't be standing by side right
we won't be standing next to each other
mm-hmm. No, right?
Is that
that's a question.
That's a question?
Yeah.
So for me, that's a gray zone.
It's a gray zone.
Like if we were talking continuously, I would go next to you.
Next to me?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
because we're talking and like we're talking as we're unzipping it.
And then
letting it out.
Yeah.
We're still continuing to talk, right? Mm. So for me, it's like more natural to stay next to you.
Next to me?
Yeah. And keep it going.
Yeah,
but okay. if the conversation sort of ended as we enter the bathroom, that's when I would kind of, you know, have maybe one urinal in between each other or mm-hmm. maybe two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. if you go to the edge, mm-hmm. it would be unnatural for me to go to the other edge and have 8 urinals in between us. I think I feel like that's too much distance because we kind of came in there together, kind of like I became a separate party is what I feel like is happening. Right. So I would keep it to like two urinals in between us maximum.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So I naturally keep at least two spots.
Okay, two spots.
That's my standard.
That's interesting. Okay, and even if we're talking.
Even if we're talking, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I'm okay even like you do it on the left side and I do the right side.
Oh, you're okay with that. Okay. Like that. I see. Okay.
And like a spot in the middle. Okay. Talk. That's okay, even okay to me.
Okay.
But I know some people, just like you said, if we're talking and I go on the spot, continue right talking and coming next to me. Yeah. And then and I understand. I understand because we're friends, we're talking. It's just like we're talking and just...
Right.
Yeah, it's natural distance and talking distance.
Yeah.
But I always feel something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Uncomfortableness?
Yeah.
Vulnerability?
A little bit of uncomfortableness. But it's okay because... It's not my choice. Mm-hmm. I can do that. But when I struggle,
is
for example, we go together and talking, and you sit first.
And then where are you going to go?
Yeah. Should I... Is that natural to... Because we're talking, should I place myself just by your side would be natural? Or like, should I keep at least two... Spots different distance.
I don't think any man on this earth is confident with that answer. Like,
right, because that's where I.
Yeah.
That's when I struggle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
What do you choose?
I basically take two.
You open two spots.
Yeah, or you guys? One. At least two? One.
So
or two.
You wouldn't choose right next to the guy.
Nah.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I don't know why.
If you have one space. Uh-huh. So you said if it's right next to the other guy, you feel a little bit of a weirdness, right? Yeah. If there's one spot in between, is that solve the weirdness?
Yeah.
So completely okay.
Yeah, it's like...
You feel safe completely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like social distance.
Social distancing has been accomplished. Okay. Yeah. Well, for me, I really don't feel anything if the other guy stands right next to me. Mm. Yeah, I'm completely okay with it.
Yeah.
Over the past years, I've actually become okay with a stranger coming right next to me, even if there was 10 urinals open. Yeah, I've come to be okay with it actually now. Like, yeah.
Oh, is that?
I take it as a form of maturity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Or like a form of male dominance. To be okay with it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but still I do. And yeah, true, that's something only the guys
can understand.
Know about.
Yeah, right. True. I wonder if women feels uncomfortable, like they go to the bathroom together, right? Mm. Party of two, and there's 10 stalls open, and I wonder if they go right next to each other. It's kind of weird, right? Like you can kind of see their feet. Kind of like sort of under the stall, you know, like that's kind of awkward, right?
And they don't even can't see their faces because they have walls and so.
I wonder if they talk.
But they, so I remember this is my high school or junior high memory, but they always talked in a restroom.
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge thing, right?
Yeah, so. But I guess not at all.
Not in the stalls.
Yeah, like
that would be pretty awkward, right? Because it's kind of risky. Like if you're like,
gossiping
about somebody, and then like you don't know who's there, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
True. Yeah. But after reading this message, uh-huh. I guess they try to keep distance so that not knowing what you actually doing.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Is it number one or two?
I guess.
Yeah.
But it's harder for women because the pee noise, I think, is louder because there's a pool of water, right? But for men, it's just a metal wall. It's hitting a metal wall, so it's not making any water noise, right? True. Only if the pee is very like high pressure and like...
Yeah, but we can control it.
We can control it. The direction of the pee, we can control it. Yeah. We have full control over it. Well, for women, I guess it hits the water and it makes noise. I guess it's awkward, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, you have like certain like angle that makes any noise.
You're right. We have a perfect angle.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Men always try to aim for that perfect angle, right? Yeah. Right. And also that angle that doesn't splash back at you.
Yeah.
You
know?
That's also another that's great, right.
Yeah. Very good
craftsmanship, right? All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.